thankful. Just let me be here.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for what you've given me.
Bless you.
I know we feel so unworthy of his gifts that he gives us of life.
Bless you, Lord.
Joys in life. And sometimes we get into a place that making we feel like it felt dry, I reckon, for just a period of time. And I'm so thankful that sometimes it ain't even necessary for me to ask him. Earlier this week we was driving home and
blessed Lord.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think about it a whole lot. Probably one of the most known scriptures in the Bible was, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I probably couldn't even recite it, did the whole thing to you, that'd be correct. If it was correct on that day.
Bless you, Lord.
And as we driving, we started just thinking it and feeling it. And he got down to the place where he said, in my cup runneth over. And as I was trying to make my way home, the Lord asked me, he said, when was the last time that your cup run over? And you know, I started really letting it run over. And we speak about it and we talk about it. And a lot of times we just don't use it. If that's what I'm looking for, I reckon. And sometimes I guess this bothers me because I think I might say just enough to mess something other up or what, but I just... It's just been on me. I just want to tell you, my cup runneth over. That's the only thing of the whole scripture that just kept sticking with me, is my cup runneth over. And I started thinking about David writing that. And I was thinking, why is he writing, my cup runneth over? And I just kept going back to the first part when it said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Is that not a good enough reason for a cup to run over? The Lord is my shepherd. Somebody that takes care of me, directs my path in his righteous sight, and it makes my cup run over. And then even in the end of it, when he said, I would dwell in the house of the Lord if forever, if is that for our cup to run over. He just kept on running.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking about how long that it's been since it run over. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, we can get so used to just having a half a cup and we're satisfied with it. Well, I want to tell you, the soul is not satisfied with it. And that God is not satisfied with it. He wants us to run over is what he's looking for. And he told me, you know what? A half a cup will never run over.
Yeah.
It might get jarred around and sloshed a little bit, but a half a cup will never run over.
Praise him, Lord.
makes the cup runneth over. And he tells us even over in his word, he says, it is his desire for our joy to be full. To be full. He tells us also in a place, he said, so you just prove me and try me and see, but I will pour you out a blessing. That even I can open up the heavens and pour it on you, and you can't contain it. What is he saying there? You will run over it. But we've run over half a cup. You know what that half a cup? People will look at it sometimes, and you've heard them say this. Look at this half cup of water. What are you seeing? Some people say it's half full. Some say half empty. They try to grade you on if you're positive or negative. But I'm going to tell you, it don't matter at the end of the day. You just got a half a cup. You might be a positive guy with half a cup or negative with half a cup, but you still got a half a cup. And it won't run over. The more you have a blessing that you can't contain. My cup runneth over. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. My cup runneth over. He just wants us to have a full joy. The half a cup, I'll be honest with you, is me just saved. For me to get by with. The other half of the cup is for his glory and his praise. And when we reach that crafting of the praise and the glory, somebody sees it. And whenever they see that full cup, I'm going to tell you there's something on the inside of every individual that wants a relationship with God, and that soul and a man wants to run. I know we got to contend with this. But even I was thinking to David, because I'd be honest with you, every day I've thought of it. When he said, hey, he prepares the table before me in the midst of my enemies. And he ain't talking about you. He gave me a table on the way home the other day, and he had a little bit of joy. He had a little bit of peace. He had a little bit of this and that that he could supply you with. And it just runs over. And this enemy was at rest with me. When he tells you that you and your enemy can be at rest, he's talking about this. If we let this run over, this man don't stand a chance. I'm going to tell you.
Amen.
I'm glad that he took my heart all to pieces and put that little bit of sunshine in. He took away my doubt. He took away all the confusion. Because I'm going to tell you, the soul is never confused.
Bless you, Lord.
We confuse things in our mind, but the soul ain't confused.
Amen.
But he took all that away. And I'm going to tell you this. Did a funeral one time, and I read part of that, Brother Ronnie.
Bless him, Lord.
Steve's brother-in-law when he passed away. Because I'm going to tell you, we've said this before about other people. When God saved a man, he saved that man. And he took away all of that anger and everything that was in. He replaced it with the joy and the peace. And I'm going to tell you, you couldn't even hardly shake hands with him because he was hustling up here to get up here to get ready for service. Because there's something other wanted to run over. But David, he wrote that. He wrote that, the Lord is my shepherd. I could just see him. He probably had to stop a few times. I'm just going to tell you what he was writing at.
Bless
him. To gain his, what we call composure. But he kept asking me, how long has it been since your cup has run over? We get joy out of everybody else's. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't never got as much joy at anybody else's as I have mine.
Amen.
David said it. My cup runneth over. That one sings that song about drinking from my saucer. Because, now I ain't no coffee drinker.
Bless
but I've heard some people say that's the best part of the coffee. But I'm going to tell you, it won't overflow if it's just half full.
Bless him, Lord.
Every once in a while, we just bump into the Spirit. It probably sloshes on us some. But if we ever get to that place that we just can get full, and then just let it run over. Because I'll be honest with you, I struggled with this bad, just sitting right there and even up here. I was ready Monday. I'll be honest with you.
Thanks, Lord.
I was ready. But that time when you sit and think, and I actually had to pray the Lord again while I was up there, I just want you to tell me. I just want you to tell me. And you know what he tells us? Things that we already know. We already know whenever that Spirit hits, because he puts something on the inside. That when it starts stirring, you know it.
Yeah.
And I still fight against it. Anyway.
Bless him, Lord.
But we don't have to settle for just a half a cup.
Amen.
I'm just going to tell you, God ain't satisfied with it.
Amen.
And really, we ain't neither. We just accept it. We get to a place sometimes, I'll be honest with you, we force God or try to force God to accept whatever we bring him.
Bless him, Lord.
But I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to force him to accept nothing. But that you give him in praise, he will accept. And unless you get the full cup, you really ain't going to get the full praise. So as we go home, I'm just going to tell you, Randy still come on, I ain't telling you can or can't. I'm not in control of this. But you asked yourself the same question that he asked me. When was the last time your cup run over? We talk a lot, Robert, about old days. We talk about when we was little and what we seen. We talk a lot about it, and we appreciate it. But what does our kids see?
Amen.
I often think of this scripture where it says you eat out of garden that you didn't even plant. That's what I do.
Yes.
I remember throwing high tires and then it merges. I eat out of them gardens.
Yep.
And if I don't replant that garden and have something to feed these little ones, I have stole from them.
Amen.
It's what I've done.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him.
So they deserve the same memories that we got.
Yeah.
But unless we run over, they'll never see.